News release. Intercounty Baseball League. Jackfish heating up heading into playoffs. Welland, the IBL's top team, is rolling heading into playoffs. Welland extended its win streak to 5 games with a 15-8 home win Thursday over Brantford. Jake Sanford went 2-for-5 with a home run and 3 RBI for the Jackfish, 31-10. Ryan Petrech drilled a pinch hit, 2-run homer, Tyler Dupuis drove in 4 runs on 2 hits. Stephen Moretto went 3-for-4 with 2 RBI and 2 runs, Ethan Hunt singled, doubled and had 2 RBI, Jonah Wisner drove in a run, and Robert Mullen had 2 hits and scored twice. Welland starting pitcher Ben Abram benefited from the offensive attack. He picked up his league-leading 10th win after allowing a run on 4 hits over 5 innings. Abram walked 2 and struck out 3. For Brantford, Marcos Castillo tripled twice and drove in 3. Graham Tebbit went 2-for-5 with 2 RBI, while Nick Burdett and Ethan Paulos each drove in a run. Red Sox starting pitcher Jeremias Sucre, 6-5, was pulled with 1 out in the 3rd inning. He was charged with 9 runs on 7 hits with a walk and a strikeout. Leafs win 4th straight. Kitchener. Toronto moved closer to 6th place with a 10-1 win Thursday in Kitchener. Jonathan Solazzo went 3-for-5 with his 11th home run and 3 RBI for the Leafs, 17-23, who trail 6th place Hamilton by a game. Justin Marah and Connor Lewis each had 2 hits and an RBI for Toronto, which has won 4 straight. Jose Vinicio added a 2-run double, Ryan Dos Santos singled twice and drove in a run, and Charlie Towers had a sacrifice fly. Wilgenyz Alvarado improved to 1-5 after giving up a run on 5 hits over 6 innings. He walked 1 and fanned 4. Spencer Voisin drove in the lone run for Kitchener, 13-27, which leads 9th place Brantford by 2 games. Nolan Mesa had 2 of the Panthers' 6 hits. Danny Garcia, 1-2, took the loss, yielding 9 runs on 10 hits in 3.1 innings. He walked 2 and struck out 3. Barnstormers move into 5th place. Barrie. Chatham Kent moved into 5th place after Thursday's 5-3 win in Barrie. The Barnstormers, after squandering a 2-0 lead, scored 3 times in the top of the 9th to improve to 19-22 and move a half game up on Hamilton. Seth Strong scored on an error in the 9th to tie the game. Spencer Morin's RBI double put Chatham ahead, and he crossed the plate 1 batter later on another Baycats error. Braxton Hagiet's 2-run double put the Barnstormers ahead in the 1st inning. Garrett Day, Chatham's 7th pitcher of the game, earned the win, 1-2, with 2 scoreless innings of relief. Aiden Ryan started the game and struck out 4 over 2 innings. Baycats reliever Brad Grievason, 1-2, allowed 3 unearned runs in an inning to take the loss. He took over from Frank Garces, who struck out 10 over 8 frames. Garces allowed 2 runs on 4 hits and a walk. Malik Williams had 4 of Barrie's 8 hits and drove in a run. Adam Odd, Noah Hull and Tyler Plumpton all had an RBI as the second place Baycats fell to 25-15. Future games. Friday, August 16. Kitchener at Hamilton, 7:35 p.m. Guelph at London, 7:35 p.m. Barrie at Brantford, 8 p.m. Saturday, August 17. Hamilton at Barrie, 4:05 p.m. Toronto at Welland, 6:05 p.m. London at Guelph, 7:30 p.m. Sunday, August 18. Guelph at Brantford, 2 p.m. London at Kitchener, 2 p.m. Chatham Kent at Toronto, 2 p.m. End of regular season.